Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, June 3rd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Timken appoints Timothy A. Graham, president of Industrial Motion. The Timken Company announced the appointment of Timothy A. Graham as president of Industrial Motion, succeeding Christopher A. Coughlin. Graham, with extensive global experience, will lead the Industrial Motion business to further scale and accelerate growth. Coughlin, who is retiring, will support the transition. Graham, who joined Timken in 2003, has a strong track record in global operations and supply chain leadership. He holds a bachelor's degree in transportation and logistics management and an executive MBA. Timken, a global technology leader in engineered bearings, posted $4.6 billion in sales in 2024 and employs approximately 19,000 people worldwide. Mining news breaks. Trillion Energy International Inc. TCF, TRLF, settles 101K debt with share issuance, including insider participation. Trillion Energy International Inc. TEF plans to settle $101,854 in debt by issuing 2,037,082 common shares to consultants and an officer. The shares will have a hold period of 4 months and 1 day. This includes 573,002 shares issued to an officer for management services, classified as a related party transaction. Insider participation remains below 25% of market capitalization, exempting the company from formal valuation and minority shareholder approval requirements. Trillion Energy focuses on oil and natural gas production in Europe and Turkey, holding interests in the SASB natural gas field and the Sendere oil field. For more information, visit the company's website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.